Thank you for joining me again today. The last couple of weeks, we have been noticing the Christian home and family. A part of that is because when we look at society, society seems to be upside down. The world is turning upside down. It's on fire, so to speak. And not in a good way. Pope John Paul II was quoted as saying, "As the home goes, so goes the nation." So that's one reason we want to talk about the Christian home and family. The first week we noticed the sanctity of marriage. Marriage as a sacred institution joins man together with a woman. Husband and wife in holy matrimony, each with their God-given duties to one another. Last Sunday we noticed the duties of the husband, who are commanded to love their wives, they're commanded to respect their wives, and they are commanded to support their wives. Now today we want to consider what the inspired apostles of Jesus Christ taught were the duties of the wife, beginning with the one that seems to offend a lot of people today. Submit to your husbands. When we define the word submit, it comes from a Greek word that means to subordinate or to obey. To be under obedience, in subjection to submit self unto, according to Strong's. One commentary says it means to submit to the orders or directives of someone. An example of that would be found in John chapter 6 and verse 38, where Jesus submitted to the will of his Father. And yet wives are told in the pages of God's Word to submit to their husbands. Paul, in writing the book of Ephesians, makes a comparison to the church and to the family, or to the home. And in verses 22 through 24 of Ephesians 5, he said that as the church submits to Christ in everything, presuming that it is in keeping with the will of God, like in Acts 5 and verse 29, husbands must not abuse their authority, 1 Peter 3 and verse 7, and indeed husbands are to love their wives as Christ loves the church, Ephesians 5, 25 through 27. Even as Christian wives are to submit to God, to the government, to their masters, talking about their employers, to the elders of the church, and to one another, they're to do so without nagging and to do so with gentleness and quietness. Peter speaks of this in 1 Peter 3, verses 1 through 4. A good example of this would be that of Sarah. She respected Abraham as her husband. Peter speaks of this in 1 Peter 3, verses 5 through 6. She was willing to submit to him, and this goes back to the husband being the husband that God would have him to be. He should lead in a way where she should want to submit in service to him, just as she's willing to submit to God, as we've already pointed out, James 4, verse 17, to the government, Romans 13, verses 1 through 5, to their employer or to their master, 1 Peter 2, verse 18, and chapter 3, and verse 1, to the elders of the church, Hebrews 13, verse 17, and 1 Peter 5, and verse 5, as well as to one another, 1 Peter 5, and verse 5, and Ephesians 5, and verse 21. But when wives fail to submit, Paul writes in Colossians 3 and verse 18 that it is not fitting in the Lord. The Greek word here refers to the fact that it means to pertain to what is due, duty, as was fitting, just like in keeping with Jesus' own teaching and his example, Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 through 28. And if the wife will not submit to the leadership of the husband, then the unit as a family will oftentimes be upset or in turmoil. To have a social organization that is functional, you must first have a chain of authority. God is the head of Christ. Christ is the head of man. Man is the head of woman. That's what Paul speaks of in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 3. And in the family, it is God's will that the husband be the head of the wife. and that parents be the same over their own children. Otherwise, you have a dysfunctional family. And I'm afraid that's what we're seeing in our society today. There are so many homes that are dysfunctional, they're broken, they have no father a lot of times. And because of that, you see the turmoil that you see in society today. But also, God will not be gracious to them. 1 Peter 5 and verse 5. We see there that God gives grace to those who humbly submit to Him. And He will not grant favor to those who proudly resist Him. In this day and time, there are so many people that are going to do what they want to do, regardless of what God's Word says, regardless of what information they have, they want to do things their way. Just like the prayers of a husband who mistreats and disrespects his wife are hindered, so also the prayers of a wife who refuses to submit to her own husband, her prayers will be hindered as well. 1 Peter 3 and verse 7. It may even have a bearing on the sexual orientation of the children. If the mother is the dominating factor in the family, then you have a problem. A study by Dr. Irving Bieber was made of the family background of 106 male homosexuals. He found in that survey of those 106 male homosexuals that 81 of those had mothers who were dominating in the household. And that comes from a book, What Everyone Should Know About Homosexuality, by LaHaye. Sadly, lives are being ruined when people will not listen to the teachings of Jesus and His apostles. Wives need to submit to their husbands, just as Christians are to submit to Christ. And that's another admonition. The wives are to love their husbands. They're to have an affection for him. To admonish the young women to love their husbands. Paul wrote that to Titus in chapter 2 and verse 4. It's odd to me that young women should have to be taught to love their husbands and to love their children. But at the same time, Paul writes to young Titus and he tells him that that is a sign of a strong church. The Greek word means fond of man, or in other words, affectionate as a wife, according to Strong's. And that same commentary we mentioned a moment ago says that it's pertaining to having affection for a husband, having love for one's husband, having affection for one's husband. And this affection is something that can be taught or learned. If needed, a young woman should ask advice from a mature sister in Christ. That's exactly what Paul is writing about in Titus 2, verses 3 and 4. But not only is she to love her husband with affection, but she is to love him with intimacy. And if she will do this, it will prevent him from being unfaithful. Paul wrote about this in 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 2. In verses 3 and 4 there, he says, rendering affection that's properly due and not withholding the marital rights. And in verse 5, he goes on to say that abstaining only with mutual consent for the purpose of prayer. Now, just as husbands are commanded to love their wives, so the wife is commanded to love her husband. If the original love has been lost, it needs to be relearned. And finally, wives must manage the home. As a homemaker, Titus 2 and verse 5 speaks of it here as being discreet, chaste, homemakers, good. The Greek here refers to a stayer at home. In other words, someone that's domestically inclined, according to Strong's. And again, this same commentary that I've used for this says that it's one who works in the home. One who takes care of the home, the homemaker. Paul describes it this way in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 14, that she is someone who manages the house. And again, the Greek here refers to be the head of or rule a family, to guide the house according to Strong's. And our commentary says that it means to command and give leadership to a household. In other words, to direct a household, to manage a home. And this also can be learned from older sisters in Christ, as Paul would address it in Titus 2, verses 3 through 5. But also as a mother, we need to note the instructions for young widows. Paul says in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 14 that they are to marry. They are to bear children. The Greek word here, according to Strong's, is to be a child bearer, or in other words, a parent or a mother. It means to give birth to a child. Now, the primary design of marriage is to start a family. If a young wife is unable to bear a child, then adoption is certainly a viable and a wonderful option. There are a lot of children in this world that come from a lot of these dysfunctional homes, or not even a home at all, that would be a wonderful addition to a family. Now, as we close out this lesson, what we have noticed is the Christian wife is a woman who submits to her husband with respect. She loves her husband with affection. She manages her home and her children. And this is because the Christian wife is a woman who is a Christian first and a wife second. She is someone that gladly accepts the biblical commands that are given to her as a wife. And she is someone who looks to the Word of God and prayer for her strength that she needs in time to fulfill her duty as a Christian wife. When a woman is a Christian wife, she is more likely loved and respected by her husband. She is more likely the sort of wife that she should be. And the children are more likely to be as they should be. Now, in our next lesson, we're going to consider the duties of parents. And in the meantime, I want to give you some more food for thought for wives. We've given the Ten Commandments of a marriage, the Ten Commandments of a husband. So why not give the Ten Commandments of a wife? Number one, expect not your husband to give you as many luxuries as your father has given you after many years of hard labor. Philippians 4 and verse 11. Number two, you will work hard to build your house with your husband that you have, not fantasizing about the one that could have been. Proverbs 14 and verse 1. Number three, you will not nag. Hit him with your frying pan. It is kindlier. That's a joke. Proverbs 27 and verse 15. You will coddle your husband and be a warm wife. 1 Corinthians 7. Remember that the frank approval of your husband is more to you than the side glances of many strangers. Ezekiel 16 and verse 32. Number six, you will not yell at your husband, but be a gentle and quiet spirit. 1 Peter 3 verses 1 through 4. Number seven, permit no one to assure you that you are having a hard time of it. 1 Peter 5 and verse 9. And you will not fail to dress up for your husband with an eye to please him as you did before marriage. Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. And number 9, you will submit to your husband from your heart and allow him to be the head of your household. And we've looked at plenty of passages on that. And number 10, you will assure your husband and others that he is the greatest man alive. Philippians 2 and verse 3. Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verses 9 through 16. I want to thank you for being with me today. And if you have any questions, feel free to look us up on Facebook or at the church's website, churchofchrist@eastside.com. Thank you.